I think if there's anything with which we can all identify, it's temptation. But why in the world, especially after Jesus had just gone through his baptism, and the heavens had opened up, and John saw a dove descending upon him and heard, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." Why is it the Scripture, as you heard it read this morning, says, "And then the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tested by Satan"? Well, one of the reasons has already been talked about in our book for the Lenten season. And it comes from Hebrews, says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those through the fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in every aspect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make expiation for our sins, the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted." Now that's a good God. That's a gift of a good God, who would allow his Son to leave heaven and come here to experience the very kinds of things that we experience every day in our lives. So he could suffer like we suffer, and yes, be tempted like we are tempted. Do you know about temptation? Are you aware of your temptations? You know, I was reading John Piper's book, and I was realizing I'm relying too much on my own strength to try to be a better person. You know, God's great message here is that he sent his Son to win the victory for us, so we don't have to struggle so much, but we have to believe. We have to live as if we have already been made holy and perfected, even though we think, "Whoa, not me, not with what I did this week, not with what I thought this week." But in a spiritual sense, it has already happened. We're just not living up to the potential. And so one of the temptations of Satan is that we don't buy into the fact that God's already won the victory for us. We don't have to earn it. As a matter of fact, we can't earn it. I had a great discussion with one of our church members that was built around that theme this week. All of the things we turn in to works righteousness. You know, I'm going to be good and God will love me for that. God already loves you. God already sent his Son to die for you. God already won the victory for you. God has already started the process of holiness and perfection in you. Just embrace it. But I'll tell you, temptations most often come right after a spiritual high moment in your life, and he'll almost always be there in the low moments, and pretty much everywhere in between. But particularly when things are going well. See, I guess I didn't notice it before. Jesus went into the wilderness to fast for 40 days. That was a good thing. That was a high spiritual moment. To fast that long means you've got to put your whole trust and faith in God to not realize how your stomach's grumbling. To be so absorbed by the presence of God that you're not concerned about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. And I think Jesus felt good about that. Boy, that was the moment Satan came. High spiritual moment. After he had finished his fast, there staring him in the face was Satan. Of course, thinking out about our dinner last night, I wonder why Satan only offered him bread. You know, maybe the rounded stones in the countryside reminded him a loaf of bread, but, you know, if I wanted to tempt somebody, I'd offer him a steak dinner or something, you know. I'd have offered him some roasted lamb. I thought, after you've fasted for 40 days, I mean, here, have some bread. You know, I guess that would be a temptation, but spreading out a meal for him would have really been a temptation. Maybe. But God's ways aren't my ways. That's just a thought that went through my mind. When we're spiritually high or physically low, temptations will come to move us away from God. 1 Peter tells us, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore and strengthen you. God wants to be there for you, but we've got to turn to our faith, not to the temptation, to deal with it. Jesus answered him. When he was physically low, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. But another time that temptation is surely to come is when we want attention, recognition. That we want somebody to pat us on the back. We need someone to throw their arms around us and let us know that they love us. Those will be times that the devil can tempt us to do things for attention and recognition that we might not otherwise do. I'm convinced that's why children and teenagers get into some of the trouble they get into. Because in their peer group, they want some attention, they want some recognition, and when that need is deep enough, it's easy to be swayed to go in the wrong direction. To be a part of the group, to be a part of the crowd, to get the attention of those you hang with. Can't you remember those times? It's harder for some of us to go back that far and remember, but I can. You get tired of being on the outside. What do I have to do? And you can even give up things that you believe for that attention and that recognition. Jesus wanted to be recognized by the religious people of his day, by those who considered themselves faithful Jews. So the devil was right there to offer that temptation to him. Since Jesus quoted Scripture, Satan decided to start quoting a little Scripture and said, if you go up to the pinnacle of the temple where all of the religious people are gathered and you'll throw yourself off, the angels will swoop in and they'll protect you. Boy, they'll pay attention to you then. They'll recognize you're somebody special. You see, if we didn't want things in our lives, we wouldn't be tempted. You know, there are certain groups of people I don't want their attention and recognition. I don't want the Ku Klux Klan to recognize me. You know? I don't want some terrorist group to recognize me and give me attention. So I'm not going to be tempted by them. But you know, time and time again, social workers that work with troubled youth that are in gangs, who become criminals and terrorists in their own neighborhood, are people who are so desperate for attention that the attention of a gang is enough to get them to go down that path. Jesus was tempted because he wanted recognition. He wanted our attention, but he wasn't willing to use supernatural powers and tricks to get people's attention. So Jesus shows us how to resist that kind of temptation. He said, you shall not tempt or put to the test the Lord your God. James tells us, blessed is the man who endures trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself does not tempt. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, leads to death. We also discover that we're especially in a situation of temptation when we want some sense of power and competency in this world. That we're not just satisfied to just be people. We want to feel like we're people of some kind of influence and power in our lives. Jesus wanted that. He wanted to fulfill his divine destiny. He wanted influence and power in our world. And the devil was right there to offer him. Exactly what he wanted, almost. See, that's the way the devil works. He comes into our lives and tempts us, and it looks almost like the real thing, the legitimate thing. He took Jesus up and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and says, all of these I will give to you if you'll bow down and worship me. That's what he came to do, to conquer the world. But you see, God had already given the power of the things of this world to Satan for a time. And so what he offered, he couldn't offer permanently because God would one day defeat him. God would take back the ownership of this sinful world by making it holy again. Some of our temptations are so enticing because they appear to be at first so, so perfect. Well, Jesus again answered him, "You shall worship the Lord your God and him only. Flee from me, Satan." James tells us, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." Do you think about calling God to be near you when you're tempted? Do you ask for his presence to be right there to support you when you're tempted to go a way that's not his way? He's calling you. He's pleading with you. Because like Jesus, we're tempted by our own physical needs. Like Jesus, we're tempted by the fact that we want attention and recognition. There's very few of us that just want to, you know, fade away into obscurity and no one notice. There's a few like that at times in their lives. And we all want a sense of power and influence in this world, that we're making a difference by being here, that the world will be at least a little bit different because we came into it. And in all of those things, we can be tempted. Are you fighting the temptations of your life? Those that are physical from our desires, those that center around the tension and recognition we want, that comes from various desires, from our life goals that sometimes set us up to do things that we might not otherwise do so we can move one step ahead in this world. You see, we forget that when Jesus sent his disciples out into the world to witness two by two, they were amazed at the power they had. To heal disease, to heal the cripple, to make a difference in people's lives. They had power. They got attention. They forgot all about their physical needs because they were absorbed in something bigger and greater than themselves. But when they came back and started telling Jesus, so amazed at what had happened, we hear these words in Luke 10. When the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. that Satan was already on his downward descent because they went out by faith and did what they never imagined they could do because God was with them. Do you draw near to God when you're tempted and rise to a level beyond what you ever thought you could do because God is present with you in those moments of temptation? You see, temptation will come into our lives. It's just the way of the world. The key is, do we know how to resist that temptation? Jesus knew by having a spiritual discipline that made him strong. What kind of spiritual disciplines do you have in your life? How much time do you spend with the Lord in prayer and scripture reading so that you have a resource in times of temptation that comes from God? Jesus stayed focused on God for the most important recognition and attention he needed in his life. And he was able to resist the temptations that came his way. And we can too. If we focus on the love of God that's already given us the victory. How many times do you say that when you're tempted? I can beat this. I already have the victory in Christ Jesus. Do you use that to fight temptation in your life? God wants you to. And when you want to have a sense of power and influence in your family, in your job, at school, or in the community, do you just get elected to some board or group in a church or an organization and say, well, I got some power now? Or do you turn to the source of power that comes from Christ Jesus? How do you handle your temptations? See, it doesn't really matter what they are. It only matters that we turn to God and God's Word for the strength to resist them, to beat them. Because in Christ Jesus, the victory has already been won for us. In Christ Jesus, we are already being made holy. In Christ Jesus, we are being perfected. We must live it. We must believe it. And the devil will flee from us. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we experience a lot of temptations in this life. And often we give in to them. Help us to remember that in your word we find strength. In our spiritual disciplines we find the source of life. In our worship together we find acceptance and strength in your call and claim upon us. When you spoke us forth before the foundations of the world, our destiny have some power and influence in this world has already been given. May we believe it and not be tempted to unbelief. For we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.